This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast.
Hello, and welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 217, Sin Cannot Reign in Our Lives, Perverting the Gospel. The spiritual appetizer we will be using in this episode is from Romans 6 chapter, verses 12 through 18. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, sin cannot reign in our lives, perverting the gospel. Turn with me now, and let's read Romans the 6th chapter, verses 12 through 18. "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves, whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Every sin separates one from God. There is not a single sin that does not separate us from God. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2 tells us that when we sin, we put up a wall between us and God. We separate ourselves from God. God cannot be around sin. And so even the small sins that we think, such as a white lie, which in reality there is no such thing, or the largest sin that we can possibly think of as being murder or some other large sin, they're all the same to God. Well, the one that we're going to talk about today, we should see as a big problem within the world. We're going to be talking about perverting the gospel. And when we pervert the gospel of Christ, we take away the message of God unto salvation. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, the Bible says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." You see, the word of God should be very important to us as Christians, because it's in it that God tells us about Jesus. He tells us about Jesus and what Jesus did for us in dying upon the cross for our sins. It's in that sacrifice that we find forgiveness of sins. But if we pervert the message of the cross, then there's no other way for us to be saved. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And so if we pervert the gospel of Christ, then we are taking away the power of God unto salvation. And the dangers of that are, not only are we going to be accursed, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, but everyone that listens to us and the perversion of the gospel that we're teaching is going to be lost. For example, the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, "To go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." Jesus says in order to be saved, you have to have belief and obedience. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, "The like figure whereunto baptism doth now also save, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience by God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And so we see that Jesus teaches that it takes both belief and baptism in order to be saved. And that Peter says that baptism now saves us. But the world, at least a large extent of the world, teaches that baptism is not necessary for salvation. They pervert the message of the cross. They pervert the gospel. And in doing so, they take away what Jesus said. He said, believe and be baptized in order to have salvation. Well, if Jesus truly is the way, John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except by me. And we decide that we know better than Jesus does, then there's no way to the Father because we've perverted the message. And not only do we, as a people of God, take away our means for salvation, and we're going to be lost, but everyone that listens to us and that baptism's not necessary for salvation is thus going to be lost. And that's the importance of the message that we're talking about today. The perversion of the gospel is something that is very, very dangerous, and we have to do our very best not to do that. Turn with me now to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. And let's read the verses that I was just talking about in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who would trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Several things I want to point out here. Number one, notice verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. If we turn to a different gospel other than what Jesus taught, for instance, what we were talking about, Jesus taught belief and baptism equals salvation. And we turn to something else other than that, where the world says all you have to do is believe in order to be saved. When Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Jesus himself said, belief is not enough. And we turn to something else other than what Christ taught, then we are turning to a different gospel. But Paul tells the church here at Galatia, it's not really another. It's a perversion of the gospel of Christ. You see, the world says all you have to do in order to be saved is believe. Jesus said, believe and be baptized. Peter said, the like figure unto baptism doth now also save. You see, the Bible teaches that you have to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized in order to have salvation. And anything other than what the Bible teaches is a perversion of the gospel. And a perversion of the gospel is not going to be able to save us. Matter of fact, here in verse 8 in Galatians chapter 1, it says not even an angel from heaven has the right to teach something other than what Paul taught about salvation. In verse 8, at the end of it, the word accursed there is from the Greek word anakmatha. It means damned. So even if an angel from heaven brings another gospel to you, you're not to listen to him. And in so doing, he would damn himself. This was so important that it was said twice. In verse 9, it says again, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed or anathema. You see, perverting the gospel of Christ is dangerous. It's so dangerous that Paul warned about it twice. He said that him as an apostle, he did not have the right to change the message. Why? Because the message wasn't his. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped unto every good work. The message that Paul taught was not his. It was the Holy Spirit's. And so Paul, by inspiration, would tell the church here at Galatia that even if an angel from heaven brings to you a different message than what God has inspired for me to bring to you, he's going to be accursed. We, as human beings, we do not have a right to change the message of God. An angel does not have the right to change the message of God. Why would we think that we do? And if we do, we're going to be accursed. That's how dangerous it is to pervert the message of God. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 4, and let's read verses 1 and 2. Moses would tell Israel this, now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. And so Moses warned Israel, you can't change the word of God. You do not have the right to add a word to it. You do not have a right to subtract a word from it. You have to follow it exactly the way that God has given it. And even though this is in the Old Testament, it is still a principle that we need to listen to, because it's exactly what Paul told the church of Galatia. You can't add to God's word. You cannot take away from it. Because if you take away from it, you are going to be anathema. But if you add to it, you are also going to be anathema. You have to keep it exactly the way that you're told to keep it. Deuteronomy 4:1, now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live. That right there implies that if you do not listen to them, then you are not going to live. Going on in Deuteronomy, turning over to the 11th chapter, and reading verses 26 through 32, the Bible says, behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. But turn aside from the way which I command you today, to go after other gods which you have not known. Now it shall be, when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessings on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal, and they not on the other side of the Jordan, toward the setting sun, in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the plain opposite Gilgal, beside the terebinth trees of Moreh. For you will cross over the Jordan and go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and you will possess it and dwell in it. And you shall be careful to observe all the statutes and judgments which I set before you today. And so they were told by Moses, if you obey, you're going to be blessed. If you do not obey and you change the word of God, and you don't keep his commandments, then you're going to be cursed. You see, it's the exact same thing that Paul told the church at Galatia. You don't have a right to change the word of God. And if you do change the word of God in any shape, form, or fashion, then you're going to be anathema or cursed. In Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, it says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of this law. The secret things belong to the Lord. He's revealed to us what he wants us to know. And he has told us exactly how to worship him. Even in the New Testament, in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We have to have Christ's authority for everything that we do. And so if God has not revealed it, then it's secret. And if it's secret, those things belong to God. We cannot change his word. We don't have the authority. We have to have Christ's authority for everything that we do. Matter of fact, God told Jesus in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, all authority has been given unto Christ. All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. That's what Jesus would say. He has all authority. He can tell us how to live. He can tell us what we should do and what we should not do. But we don't have a right to add to that nor take away from it. We need to live exactly the way the Bible teaches us to live. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 through 7, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Following God takes both strength and courage, because the world is going to tell you it doesn't matter how we worship. The world is going to tell you, as long as you believe in Christ, that all the ways of the Christian world, quote-unquote Christian world, denominationalism, which is not right at all, is okay. But that's not the case. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9, Jesus said, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. We need to make sure that what we're following is from the Word of God. It takes courage to stand up for God's truth. It takes strength to stand up for God's truth and say, this is what the Bible teaches. I cannot add to it. I cannot take away from it. Because if I do, I'm going to be perverting the message of the gospel. And a perverted message is not going to save me. Matter of fact, if I pervert the message of the gospel, what God has written down for me to know, then I have no way to salvation. Because the gospel, the good news, the word of God, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Without faith, which comes from God's word, I cannot be saved. And if I pervert God's word, how am I ever going to build faith in my life? Perverting the message of the gospel is one of the most dangerous things that anyone can do. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives, perverting the gospel. Perverting the gospel is dangerous, and it takes strength and courage to follow God's word exactly the way that he wants it to be followed. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, Joshua was instructed this again in verses 6 through 9. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good successes. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Be strong and of good courage. It takes strength and courage to keep God's law, to observe it exactly the way that he gave it, to not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. If they would have perverted the message that God wanted them to know, then they would not have prospered, verse 8, and they would not have been strong and of good courage. They would have been afraid of the people in the land. Jesus tells us in the New Testament, fear not the one that can kill the body, but fear the one that has the power to cast both body and soul into hell. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives, perverting the gospel. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it in our lives, to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So, as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting our website, bywaymedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.